That's really interesting. Hey, everyone, I'm Madonna Guy. This is David Shield. And
Hello.
apparently, I peeved a few people off after your balance the other day.
I did.
So,
I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it, so you'll have to tell it.
well, I just sort of I needed to defrag about this because it's been playing on my mind. And as always, I realize people don't know what I do. So people think that kinesiology on YouTube is just for fun.
So people don't know what you do.
People have no idea what I do. So I've been a naturopath and kinesiologist for 30 years, with 30 years of training in nutritional health and homeopathy and, all sorts of sciences associated with natural health. So,
But
you
so,
know.
well, can I say so? Basically, you're taking a holistic approach,
And
which they
yet,
call now metabolic health,
yeah, so
which has
basically,
actually probably become fashionable recently. Whereas
within
that,
natural therapies, it's been
whereas
forever.
that we're, in natural therapies, people have been doing this for a long time, and we know now just because of the internet that metabolic health has become a very popular thing, and people are getting quite involved in
Yeah. And the funny thing is that,
it.
it was about 5 years ago for the first time in medical science that they admitted there's such a thing as leaky gut. So natural, that's like naturopathy 101 30 years ago was
Right.
let's heal the gut lining.
But that's not okay, so let's go into another example just to help out from something I know about. So in the late, 2000s, before 2010, I had chronic fatigue, right? And so of course you treated me for it. And
And
but
that was from toxic poisoning.
yeah, so I had a chemical poisoning from methyl bromide. And I ended up with chronic fatigue and a 6 month cough, all the symptoms, but I got chronic fatigue. But the Medical Association recognized chronic fatigue in 2011. And so before that, you were just lazy, but suddenly it was okay. They realized that your system had shut down.
Even they are still denying that people have chronic fatigue. So one of my young men, he's 38 years
Right,
old,
because
and
they're
he's
caught
had
up in
two
the
years of
past.
chronic fatigue. And his doctor said to him, "Well, I can't give you a diagnosis of chronic fatigue because then you would go on medical in the medical system for sickness benefits, and I will get audited."
And that could
So
be a
doctors are
problem.
refusing to diagnose things.
But no one wants to be audited. And so, no, but diagnose, what's diagnosis? It's like if someone's. And then what could they do for it anyway? Just put them on a holiday. So.
So one of the things that it was annoying people the other day, firstly, one of them was about sunshine. So ever since the increase in vegetable oils here in Australia, skin cancers have increased. Vegetable oils absolutely change the way the cell membranes function. They create inflammation, and then eventually we see that through the skin.
And they found that even stronger with what they call trans fat.
Yeah, so there's
So
a
because we've got a stronger version, trans fats,
well,
which
trans fats are just vegetable oils that have been heated with hydrogen.
that's right.
So,
And
they're vegetable oils. So all
right.
these idiots on the internet
So I'm just
protesting and
saying
drinking
let's
vegetable oils,
call it trans fat, and by
but that
doing
doesn't, people are talking about vegetable oils at the
I
moment.
know they're talking about vegetable oils, and everyone's being told because we want to have better oils. Because so we can get clean omegas,
Exactly. So
and
we
so,
need, so things like butter, olive oil, macadamia oil, like they're the core
and
ones.
ghee,
Ghee is great as well,
and ghee,
absolutely.
and
Clarified butter.
ghee because it's got a the highest smoking temperature.
Thank you for clarifying that. Ha. See what I
That
did
was
there?
funny. That was
Anyway,
quick.
thank you. So sunshine, it is something that I've been studying for 30 years. So going back to 2007, there's a Joseph McCullough article where he put together the research at the time that was proving that sunshine was actually beneficial for most skin cancers. And
So
yet
let
most
me
people are terrified of the
so
sunshine.
so here, so here's something that I do, right? So I had a vitamin D deficiency a few years ago, and but I've got skin cancer in particular places, right? So what I do is when I go in the sun, I don't, because they're here, you can see one here, I've got one here. But they're where I do get a lot of probably sun exposure, but I'm not arguing that point. But when I get sun, no, really, I'll get morning sun, but I'll take my shirt off.
Good.
So it's on my whole, because it's like a solar panel, and I'll just have more skin exposed and do it in the early morning or the late afternoon so that I can get the
And
The
do you
thing
know?
without the because you know it's like
And there's another drug that has been increasing in use for the last 30 years that blocks vitamin D. Do you know what it is? Statins.
Oh yeah.
So statins, if someone is on a statin, then they can't absorb vitamin D from the sunshine.
Can't
So
they?
they will end up with a chronic vitamin D deficiency. And again, they're more likely to develop skin cancers and other cancers. So there's including brain
Well, that's
because the
interesting
cholesterol.
research to look up.
Yeah, so
Because
that's.
another thing is if the thing is with a lot of competing healthcare professionals is that there's different angles to come to working with an illness. Sometimes, yes, I suppose looking up studies. It's
Yeah.
it's not very hard these days. There's so much stuff online,
Yeah.
and we've gotten fairly used to. And also, we're much higher educated than we used to be. A lot more people have degrees than used to, and
I'm not sure that's good for anyone.
no, but no, but it is
Joking.
because you can look things up, and
Anyone can look things up. You don't need a
you can
degree to
look
look
things,
things up.
but it's but you can look things up enough to ask somebody who's really qualified in that area about it,
Yeah.
and to so you can look it up at least so you can question,
Yeah.
and that's really useful.
Yeah. So
Because
one of
I studied psychology and counselling, but it gives you, because you learn things like neuroreceptors
Yes.
and how they work, it gives you, and with drug studies too, it gives you an understanding on how I could look up other metabolic factors,
Yes.
even though I'm like specialised in only one area.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things like that where people can look it up and then they can ask their specific healthcare person
Yeah.
what that means.
Yeah.
Because often I'll look things up and I don't know what it means, but I did, if I didn't look it up, I wouldn't have the question to ask Madonna or whoever I'm talking to about it.
Yeah.
Because it's like information's good.
No, that's right. And the other thing about cancer is that it's a metabolic disease, so it's to do with your whole metabolism. A skin cancer is not about the skin. It's not about sunshine, in my belief system. It is not about skin. It is about what is being eliminated through your skin. Your skin is the largest detox organ of your body. So when we're getting gnarly things growing on our skin, you have to look at the environment inside. If you don't look at the environment inside your body, you will get more skin cancers. Doesn't matter how many they zap off, cut off, chemotherapy off. So you've got to be looking at what's going on inside of your body. Clean up the oils in your diet. Clean up the food in your
And
diet.
so with that, like, so the metabolic health approach is kind of long-term approach,
Oh, absolutely.
right? Whereas
Yeah,
sometimes the short-term things, you're right, I need to hit that now, whack. Do you know what I mean?
but you
Because,
can do that naturally as
well,
well.
yeah, but I know you can, except sometimes you haven't done that. Because to get your metabolic health up, because so, because what was the other contradiction you had? It was about kinesiology.
Yeah.
Except I want to make a point about that. You don't just do kinesiology. So when you do your video with kinesiology
Yeah.
with a patient, you've already had an intake from that person, usually where they've filled out quite a substantial questionnaire and talked to them, and maybe you've seen them before, right? And then with the kinesiology, you might recommend after, and you won't see this in the session necessarily, maybe it'll be a follow-up, but lifestyle changes,
Yeah.
food changes, and also herbal supplement recommendations.
Yes.
And there are a lot of things that go on that you don't necessarily see in the videos,
Yeah.
because and they're really important factors,
Absolutely. So when I
because
was.
diet, all of the precursors for the neuroreceptors we make,
Yeah.
the food are the raw ingredients.
Yes.
And so if our diet isn't right, we won't be able to make the hormones we need.
Yeah.
And then just say we've got a limited diet, then we can take supplements to assist that.
70% of the food in America is ultra
Right?
processed.
And then even if we can't
On
do
the
that,
average person.
there's lifestyle changes that'll help you produce the hormones, even if you've got
Yeah.
a deficiency with your diet and your thing.
True that.
So there's multi, and that's just looking at three
Yeah,
ways.
yeah.
As well as the kinesiology, which is a hands-on, often hour-long treatment.
Which is bringing the cells back into balance. It's re-energizing the body, you
Right,
know,
and
so
not
it's
only that,
changing
we've
the way
already,
the neurology
so
works.
that's the fourth thing, plus the fifth thing is spending an hour with somebody basically doing something
The
quite
human
similar,
connection.
the human connection for an hour that's quite similar to counseling. So with kinesiology and a full treatment, which you don't necessarily see in the videos, you've got a multi range of things taking place that when you watch the YouTube video, you mightn't necessarily see. Not only that, when a person comes, they've normally got their medical results too. So often they'll come with existing blood tests. So we've also got the best data available
And then I'll
from.
also run bioresonance, which
Right.
is like that moment for that person with 800
Yeah,
bloods.
so also naturopaths also include the medical data because actually the blood tests are really useful for a lot of things to look at like basic elements of things.
Yeah.
So looking at it all together is what the holistic approach is.
Yeah.
And that's the sort of thing I wanted to say about it because not only have I had a lot of work with Madonna over the years, but I've also watched for years.
Yeah.
And you know, because I used to do, you know, design and marketing work for Madonna, you know, years ago, and I've watched this for a long time.
And for lots of naturopaths or people in the naturopathic area.
And
Yeah.
it's a pity you have to get a bit defensive because people are negative, but it's worth pursuing. And also,
Yeah.
I'm somebody who's a complementary health practitioner,
Which gives me the
so
willies sometimes.
yeah, but it means that I remain positive towards all other therapists
Yeah.
because I could have to refer to anyone. Or I could get a referral from
Yeah,
anybody. And so
absolutely.
if I don't stay positive, those people won't help me.
Yeah. And one of the things that I wanted to point out was that, yes, I am not a big pharma fan. I'm not a fan of big pharma at all. The poor little
They
ditties with their trillions of dollars, which is not about health.
have
It's
put
not about
themselves,
health.
those people have put themselves in the spotlight in a very negative way recently. So.
I never believed that doctors were drug pushers until the last 5 years.
Well, a
I
lot of
never,
doc
in my
they're
30-year
not,
career,
but
I've never
they're
believed
also
that.
not one group of people. They're all different.
Yeah. But
And
now I've seen so much damage that I just simply can't stand back and like the
well,
medical
I see a lot
profession.
more doctors who are taking on understanding of metabolic health.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
they're some people I know, and that's the good thing.
So what I wanted to point out was the fact that what I did was balance David's body to the medications. So I wasn't saying go off them. I'm saying your immune system did not have the ability to deal with any of those drugs the other day. Not one. They all unlocked, which means that they are creating residue in your bloodstream that your immune system is dealing with.
But that's not even hidden because on all of the
No, I'm
no
just saying
yeah
this is
no
what we did during
yeah
the
no but let me
kinesiologist. No,
say
but someone was telling me to fuck off with your supplements.
well I'll
I'm
say
saying
and
this
so
is what I do.
I want to comment on that
Yes, I'm getting defensive.
I forgot what I was going to say yeah no if you look at all the drugs they have side effects listed on the side of the packet they're big lists
Yeah.
and they're horrible things right so and they are true.
And
Like,
I've
because,
been dealing with people's side effects and
yeah, I
medications
know
for
that. I
30
know
years.
that. And so when I'm taking those drugs for an emergency, because I had three heart attacks probably, it's like you read out the symptoms and you go, holy heck.
Yeah.
And you know, then if you see them appearing, it's like, Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
I had some symptoms and I immediately went to my GP and I said, look at this.
Yeah.
And I had my, so I had whatever that was reduced by half.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I only take half of that anyway. So, you know, it's like,
Sorry, I was going to say. But
what?
nothing. So, so what I do is balance people's bodies to their medication. I do that every single session I have with someone so that their body is getting the best benefit. If you're going to take drugs, you want them to work. At the moment, they were destroying your immune system. That's what they were doing. So we've picked up your body so your body can cope with it. And then don't forget, then I checked what supplements and priorities. The number one thing was water. When we're on heart drugs,
Madonna,
you must.
that's pretty offensive. If you tell people to drink water, they're going to get really angry. Don't do it. It's not in
Well, I
the
had somebody yesterday.
health recommendations.
Well,
And if you tell them not to drink tap water, it's even worse.
I had someone in yesterday who said she drinks liters and liters of water and she stores a lot of fluid. And I said, "Did you drink tap water?" She said, "Yes." And I said, "Well, you're destroying your gut microbiome because fluoride and chlorine are antibiotics.
The
They
problem is.
destroy your
Yeah,
good
but the
gut
problem is the
bacteria."
bottled water comes out of plastic.
Well, you don't drink that. You filter the damn stuff. Get a good filter. Makes me crazy. It's not that hard. So, when I check the supplements, that was in relation to balancing your body to your drugs. So, this is what I do during kinesiology for people who are taking drugs. And I'm fully aware that you're in post-traumatic stress associated with your
But
heart attacks.
another thing is all of the supplements that I take, I got approved by my doctor, and they're on my healthcare plan.
And we just had a
And
lunch
so,
meeting with a lady who said that even coenzyme Q10, it's part of our plan in Australia for doctors to actually co-prescribe coenzyme Q10 with heart drugs. So that is part of the plan now, which is awesome. But you can need anything from 150 milligrams a day up to 1,000, depending on
But
how
what's it good
damaged
for?
your
It's
heart
good,
is.
but no, but the particularly CO2 for your kidneys. If the two difficulties you have with heart problems are more heart problems or kidney problems, they're
And
the
that's
two
because the
risk
drugs work
factors.
through the kidney. So what the drugs do for your heart is make your body pee more, so there's less fluid in the body. So you've got to keep your fluid up because your body gets more toxic when you are peeing more. So
Right.
you've got to keep the
Oh, that's
detoxing
interesting.
action going.
I was wondering
Absolutely.
why. So
Well,
that's
that's
why
why
that's
people
so.
end up with fluid.
Oh,
So
no.
then they end up on a fluid drug. Anyway, we've got to round up. Sorry, that's me having a
Right.
bitch. I needed to get that off my chest, so now I can sleep well tonight.
Well, the good thing is that it's a lot of people online, they have misunderstandings about things.
Yeah.
And you know, it's good to be a little bit more curious, I'd say,
I'm
because
super curious.
curiosity keeps us involved in things,
Yeah.
and as soon as we're not curious, we're not learning.
Yeah, exactly. So, everyone, have a fabulous day. Let's make Australia healthy again
And
and the
beautiful.
world. And beautiful. Let's make the world beautiful again. Awesome. Thanks, everyone. Isn't that?